If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles this morning to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. And put your finger there. And then turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Mark your spot with your finger. Bookmarker. Hallelujah. But we're going to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 13. Okay. The Word of God says, we having the same spirit. Notice spirit spelled lowercase, not uppercase. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit. Talk about a mood, a mindset. We have a mood and a mindset that says set in here. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Amen. So we all have the same spirit, letting faith flow in this place. All right, I believed, so I have spoken, and we believe, therefore speak. And the reason that we're going here is in the direction that we're going with the message today about staking a claim. So go with me to Galatians chapter 4. Beginning to read with verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. In other words, if you had an inheritance and you were a child and you were given an inheritance, usually it would go into a trust fund, or you would get it at a certain age, or maybe it would be in a trust fund for school or something, but you wouldn't have access to it at that present time. And so he says that when we were a child, but we were under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit, capital letter Spirit, the Holy Spirit, of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, or Father, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Today, the title of this morning's message is Stake a Claim. To stake a claim means to believe that something is yours. Okay? We're going to look at enabled, engaged, and entitled. Okay? Enabled, engaged, and entitled. Can we lift a word to make a declaration in the house today? Repeat with me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent this word to accomplish something in this atmosphere today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I was yesterday, someone was, Jan was sharing with me. I told her, spoke to her and told her I was where the Lord was leading me about staking a claim. And she said as she was driving home, she saw this buzzard there was this dead carcass on the side of the road, but the buzzard wasn't eating on it. The buzzard was standing on top of it, declaring that it belonged to them. All right. Amen. And so when we're staking a claim, God wants us to know first that he's enabled you and I. So turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse number 3. When you're there, say amen. The Word of God says, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we are made accepted in the beloved. What I'm talking about here is, first, he has enabled you and I through Christ Jesus to be sons and daughters. Amen. Jesus said, well, not Jesus, but in John chapter 1, the beloved John writes in John 1, verse 12. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In other words, he enabled us to become. Now see, if we have to get this in our mindset, because the adversary wants you not to be able to hold of what belongs to you. Amen. So many times we don't feel like we're worthy, and it didn't have anything to do with our worthiness. It had to do with his worthiness. It has to do with what he did, not what we're doing. So he's enabled us. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Young people in here, listen to what the Father says. Verse 14. He has enabled you to become sons and daughters. But he tells you and I, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And in other words, gals, there's guys going to tell you everything, but if they don't know Jesus, they shouldn't know you. Amen? Because God has something better for you. Not to say that the person's bad, but the Bible says that we're not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, somebody say, well, Pastor, I'm just going to change him. He'll change or she'll change, and that's a lie from hell. Amen? If they're not willing to serve the Lord before they get you, they're not going to be willing to serve him after they get you. Amen? Hey, you're a treasure. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he has someone that loves him that will love you. Because if they don't know the love of the Father, they'll never know how to love you. Their love will be perverted. Just saying. Amen? He says, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ with Belial or the devil? Or what part he that believeth with an infidel or an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the whole unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So he wants us to know, first off, he's enabled us to be heirs. He's enabled us to be his sons and daughters. Not only did he enable us, but he also engaged us. He engaged us. He gave us a Holy Ghost connection with heaven. You know, when Jesus said, pray like this, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There has to be a heaven to earth connection. And God has given you and I a connection. So go with me to Romans chapter 8. What are we speaking here? God has given us the spirit of faith. Wherefore I believed and I've spoken. Wherefore we believe and speak. We're staking a claim. We're going to stake a claim today for something. Okay? We wanted to know that he enabled us to become his son. And he engaged us and gave us connection with heaven. Look at the one beside you and say, I'm connected. Amen. And Romans 8, 9, he says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised Christ up from the dead dwell in you, that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit which is in you. And the quickening or made alive is in revelation. In other words, what the Apostle Paul was saying is if we act like children, we'll walk in the children-like faith and we won't have the fullness of what God has in store for you and I. He said, when I become a man, I put away childish things, okay? All of a sudden, I need to have revelation of who I am. Let me tell you something. If you don't have revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, you'll never be able to speak to the kingdom of darkness and his demons with authority. If you don't know who you are, you're not going to convince them who you are. And God says, hey, this is a no-so mentality. Amen? God's raising up men and women that are going to take back what belongs to the kingdom of God. Amen? He said he's enabled you and he's engaged you with heaven. Man, we got a heavenly connection. Man, we connect with one another. Two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done of them, of my Father which is in heaven. Amen? Y'all with me? The Bible says this, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Shoot, you have to go there? Yeah. Verse number 19. What? Question mark. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you're bought for price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, little s, your mindset, your attitude, which are God's. In other words, he's saying, hey, he's going to give us all the help we need. This body is being transformed into his image. Now, I know Jesus, when Jesus come, when Jesus walked on this earth, he was one fit fella. Amen? And we're to take care of this temple. It belongs to God. Amen? It belongs to God. And we belong to him. And we're to have a good attitude. Amen? You know, we're a living testimony. We're a written epistle to be read by men. You know? And it's how we react and how we do things. God wants us to know he's enabled us to be sons and daughters. And he's engaged us with heaven. He's given us all the power we need to be victorious. Amen? There ain't nothing else coming that he hasn't already get except the end time move of God, which is going to bring a lost world to him. All right? Hey, he's already given you the Holy Spirit. He can't give you part of the Holy Spirit. He didn't give us part. He gave us all of it. He gave us his very best. Amen. You know, so we're engaged. So turn with me to 1 John. When I was studying this and getting it into my heart, amen, there was faith that increased in my life. In other words, I saw some things that I had authority over that I wasn't taking authority over. Amen. And God says, hey, we all have the same spirit of faith. As it is written, we believe and we speak. Amen. You with me?
Amen.
The Word of God says in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 27, he says, but the anointing or the Holy Spirit which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things in his truth, and there's no lie, and even has taught you that you shall abide in him. So we have a connection. So as I'm connected to the Father and he's connected to me, amen, I'm speaking forth according to his will. This is his will and testament. This is his will and testament to you and I. So everything that he says here belongs to you and belongs to me. Now, if you had a relative die and you had your parents passed away and you had an inheritance, you would want to definitely look at the will to see that's what you were entitled to. And if somebody was trying not to give it to you, you go to your, do your best to get what was coming to you, what belonged to you. In other words, you would stake your claim on your inheritance, right? You would believe that it belonged to you. And that's what the Lord is saying. He is saying, one, he has enabled us to be sons and daughters by Jesus Christ. He's engaged us with knowledge and wisdom by the Holy Spirit. And he's entitled us. Man, entitled. In other words, if I'm entitled to something, it means it belongs to me. And one thing about being entitled with the kingdom of God, it's not what I've done, it's what he's done. It's just like with my parents, and they left me something, they left me inheritance. It wasn't what I did, it's what they had accomplished, it's what they had amassed that they gave. Amen? Amen? So he says here, you see where I'm at. So we want to get, so what we're entitled to. So turn me to Romans chapter, back to Romans. I like Romans. I like Romans 8. It's probably one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible. Now, remember we talked about the little s, the lowercase and the uppercase. The lowercase being our mindset or our mood or our spirit. The uppercase being the Holy Spirit. So let's look at Romans 8:16. For the Spirit, capital S, or the Holy Spirit, itself beareth witness with our spirit, our mind, or our mood, that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified. Now, in an inheritance, what would come first is the eldest son would get the biggest portion of an inheritance. But God made us joint heirs with Christ, that all of us get the full portion. Men don't get any more than women. The son doesn't get any more than the daughter. We're equal. We're joint heirs with Christ. We're his sons and his daughters. Amen. Are you with me? So we're entitled to this inheritance. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I kind of like in Titus chapter 3, where the word of God says that being justified by his grace, in verse 7, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So this speaks of not only what belongs to us now, but belongs to us in the future. Could you imagine standing before God and all of a sudden you're saying, well, Lord, I don't understand why I didn't have this, or I don't understand why I didn't get this, and I don't understand this, and I don't understand that. And he just says, because you didn't take what was belonging to you. In other words, when a will or when an heir does not take control of their inheritance, it goes into probate. It goes into the unclaimed file. And I wonder in heaven, when we get there, how much stuff is sitting in the unclaimed. Because children didn't recognize who they were and what they were entitled to as children of God. Lots of things. You know, and when he was speaking this, it just says, hey, we need to stake a claim. We have to recognize that God has enabled us through his Son, that he's engaged us and connected us with heaven. That he says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God. He gives us liberally and he doesn't hold it back. You know, seek and you shall find. Right? You ain't gonna find it unless you're looking for it. Just saying. 1 Peter chapter 3. Are you getting what the Lord's saying? Men in the house, listen what the Father says. He says, likewise, in verse 7, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, not weaker in faith, not weaker spiritually, but he made them beautiful and frail. I don't know about you, but these bodybuilding women don't really turn me on. To see somebody flexing with muscles that looks like a man, it doesn't do anything for me. I guess it shouldn't do anything for me. I only got the one that does it for me, that's my wife, all right? There you are, sugar. Amen. But he says, the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. You know, the Bible says the two become one. And if men, if you're not honoring and respecting your wife, don't expect to get your prayers answered from God. Because he says, when we don't, it hinders our prayer. You know, the Bible says the two shall become one flesh. As two agree and as touching anything they ask, a house divided can't stand. In other words, so we have to say, somebody has to man up. In a house, somebody has to man up. Rather it's your fault or not. Was it Jesus' fault that he went to the cross of Calvary? Who am I a follower of? I'm a follower of Jesus. So sometimes I take the blame, even though it's not my fault, to bring peace in the house. Amen? In other words, I don't want my prayers hindered. I want it when I pray that there's an open heaven and that we can get everything that God's entitled us to. Now, I wasn't just leaving out the woman here, but if I was speaking to the woman, I'd be pointing fingers, and I'm a man, and God's speaking to me. Amen? He says, apply what you preach. In other words, men, if we don't have anything good to say, shut up. That lie, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Names hurt worse than sticks and stones. Words score on the inside. But we serve a God that heals. We can't do anything about yesterday, but we can do everything about today. Amen. We can allow God to come in and change things. We can allow the healer to come in and heal our minds, souls, bodies, and spirit by the power of God. Amen. God wants you to understand something today. He's saying to you and I, hey, there's a spirit of faith in the room. And what he is saying to you and I is we need to stake a claim. We've been enabled, engaged, and entitled to all the goodness of God. Amen. It belongs to us. We're entitled to it, not because of what I did and you did, but what Jesus did for you and I on the cross of Calvary. So what God is saying to me today, he gave me instructions in closing. So here's what God gave me instructions to do in closing today. Hallelujah. You need me to put on a thing? You want me to put on this? You're going to play. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us through this message today? He says to stake a claim, to believe that something belongs to you. That he's enabled us through Jesus Christ. He's engaged us with heaven by the Spirit of God. And he's entitled us. He says, I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I am Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I am Jehovah Shalom, I'm your peace. I'm Jehovah Shammah, I'm always there. And what God gave me instructions today is, hey, we're going to stake a claim today. Maybe it's in your marriage, or maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in your health. Maybe you have needs. Maybe it's in provision. But today, as children of God, he says we're going to stake a claim. We're going to take back some things. When we sang that song early today, we went to the enemy's camp and took back what he stole. In other words, it belonged to you and he stole it from you. And I don't know about you, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life in the abundance thereof. So we want to stand in agreement as a body today. Can we just all stand in closing today? And if you'd like to stake a claim and us to agree with you on this claim, on your health, your wealth, your marriage, your family, whatever area, would you just please come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.